My dear brothers and sisters, last Sunday, we celebrated the feast of the Santo Niño. And adjoining the feast was the celebration of the Sunday of the Word of God. Let us be reminded that the third Sunday in Ordinary Time was instituted by Pope Francis on September 30, 2019, as the Sunday of the Word of God. In his motto proprio, Aperuit Illis, taken from the scriptural passage Luke 24:45, Pope Francis highlights the value and importance of the sacred scripture, the Word of God, in the life and mission of the Church. Pope Francis reminds us of our duty as disciples of the Lord. One, to be passionate and engage in reflective reading of the Word of God. Two, studying the Word of God. And three, disseminating and proclaiming the Word of God. So itong tatlong ito, reading, studying, and disseminating. The two feasts that occurred last Sunday were very much connected. The Word of God became human in Jesus. The Word of God incarnated in the person of the Santo Niño. This week, our reflection on the Word of God continues. The seed that we have just heard in the parable is an image of the Word of God. One of my memorable experiences in the mission in Tanzania, East Africa, was the Bible sharing with the small Christian communities every Saturday morning. In Kiswahili, the local language that we speak in Tanzania, the small Christian community is called Jumuiya Ndogo Ndogo. Sa Visayas at Mindanao, ito yung Gagmay Kristohanong Katilingban. Or here in Luzon, tinatawag nating BEC. In the whole of Tanzania, there is no celebration of the Holy Mass on Saturday morning in the parishes. We give time for the small Christian communities to gather and pray. In the parish where I was assigned, the parish priest and I would go to the different Christian communities to join their morning prayer and Bible sharing. The experience was very inspiring and encouraging because we, missionaries, came to know our parishioners and were able to visit their homes. During the Bible sharing, it's nice to hear and listen to the reflections and insights of our parishioners, especially how they are touched by the Word of God and how the Word of God becomes the source of their inspiration and strength in their life. The gospel reading for today is about the parable of the sower. We heard in the gospel that the sower went out to sow. As he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, other seeds fell on the rocky ground, and some seeds among thorns, and other seeds on rich soil. Brothers and sisters, our gospel teaches us that God wished to reach everyone with the seed of the word of salvation. God never gets tired of reaching out to us and speaking his saving word to us, because his word is the light and to our feet, and the light and to our path. God never gets tired of sowing his word to us, and the sowing continues until the dry and rocky soil of our hearts become suitable and hospitable to the seed. The parable of the sower is proclaimed several times within the liturgical year, and this parable is one of the popular parables of Jesus. I think lahat tayo familiar sa parable na ito. Kung tatanungin tayo, ano yung mga parables na memorize natin, familiar tayo at master natin, very familiar sa atin, sasabihin natin, the parable of the sower. When we hear it being proclaimed, especially hearing it many times already, we have this tendency and we tend to say, oh, very familiar, memorize na, alam ko na ito. Parang alam ko na yung ending ng parable na ito. Brothers and sisters, let us be reminded that getting bored with the repetition of the gospel passage could mean failure to hear God's message, could mean unreadiness to receive God's message, and could mean the aridity of our human hearts. This invites us to a deeper reflection. What kind of soil are we every time the Word of God is proclaimed? Dry soil, thorny, rocky, or rich soil? Anong klaseng soil ka mayroon ang iyong puso? When I was reflecting on the gospel last night, I came across this beautiful quotation from one article, and the author said, "It's hard to hear God's voice when you have already decided what you want Him to say." Uulitin ko. It's hard to hear God's voice when you have already decided what you want Him to say. Brothers and sisters, God is continuously reaching out to us. However, with our human tendency, when we approach God in prayer, we have preconceived notions about how God should speak to us. Sometimes we approach God with our plans and desires, hoping for His affirmation rather than seeking His divine will. Parang nakapag-decide na tayo and we only want God to validate and affirm our plans. Most of the time, we are the ones talking and we don't allow God to speak to us. This kind of attitude and approach limits our ability to hear God's voice. With this kind of attitude, surely the Word of God will not flourish in us. Don't control God. Instead, we have to submit ourselves to the will of God. In the first reading, the Lord spoke to Nathan, asking the latter to tell David to build him a house to dwell. I think, brothers and sisters, the Lord is inviting us today to make our hearts a dwelling place, a seedbed of His Word to flourish. Jesus is telling us that whoever has ears to hear ought to hear. And we heard that in the gospel. May Jesus transform the soil of our hearts and make it hospitable and fertile to His saving word. Amen.